Marietta, you're so amazing to read up on and listen to your music because you're like this poster figure for everything positive and feel good. It's like you're just trying to spread joy everywhere. And
That is right.
I just find it so admirable because a lot of artists, at the moment, everyone's kind of jumping on this pandemic train where everything's morbid and doom and gloom, but you're kind of taking the opposite approach. And it seems like you have been for a while. What
Right.
is it about trying to spread positivity that's kind of ingrained in you?
Okay. Well, growing up, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, in the Robert Taylor Homes. Those are the projects in Chicago, and all I saw was everything negative. So with my music, I wanted to inspire everyone in the world to bring joy and peace, and that's what I deliver my music with, happiness, something that you can dance to, relate to, and have good thoughts. Just enjoy the music.
That's really incredible because, other people, someone in your position might not have approached it that way. So it's really quite amazing. It's quite a rare thing, actually. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
I think that's what the world needs. Absolutely. Let's talk about then you just growing up because, I understand that, Sade was a huge influence on your life.
Yes.
Did you grow up with music around you? Was there someone specific, within your personal space who inspired you or just encouraged you with music?
Yes, actually, my mom, her fiance when I was younger, in my ch childhood, he used to always throw talent shows, and it kind of instilled in me, and I've been around music. They playing on the streets in Chicago, they're downtown, and my aunt always used to play Sade, Smooth Operator, and she just had all her CDs. And I'm like, when I grew up, I would like to do something like that, maybe twist it a little bit. But Sade has a positive vibe to her music. It's positive, and that's why I kind of stuck with Sade, and I still listen to it. I still listen to her, her videos, and I just want to bring positivity
Yeah,
and just spread love around the world.
that's incredible. Why did it, because you write your own music and you said that you only properly started writing in 2010. Why did it take you so long to properly kind of approach music and say, okay, I'm doing this?
I was sitting down one day at my house, and I just started writing rhymes and poems and getting into the poetry. And as I wrote day by day, when I had time, and I started getting better at it, and I started mastering how to write music. I learned it on my own. It just like kind of came natural, and like God was like saying, Marietta, this is your time to do this. And I've just been doing it ever since then.
That's so incredible. And I love your tenacity with it because I love what you said. Like you said, you just got better at it. I think a lot of people try and then they give up. But for you, I mean, just really trying and trying and understanding it really is also just another inspiring moment from you.
Thank you.
Great. Let's talk about your songs. First of all, I Am Me is just really about self-love. Elaborate more on the song and why you felt it was important to release this message.
Actually, I was sitting in my room, actually folding clothes and looking in my clothes basket. I Am Me came upon. I just started reciting it out loud. I Am Me, you are you. What a happy place it would be. I said, that's a song, that's a sign. Because so much in the world is going on. I just want to spread love. you know, positivity. Somebody needed to hear that music.
Yeah.
That's how that music came along.
That's amazing. So is that what happens with your songwriting? You just kind of, you know, doing something random and an idea pops into your head? Or do you sometimes just sit down and go, okay, I need to write a song about, I don't know, joy or something like that? How does it work for you?
I can be anywhere. I got a lot of music on my phone. It just come naturally. You know, I could just be doing anything and here come a lyric or here come a melody. I got to catch it. I don't want to lose it, you know. Now I hurry up and write it down, but I do use a pen and paper to jot some of the, you know, the lyrics down. I got like a big folder full of music. My phone is full of music. Yeah. It's just like a genius. It's just melodies and verses and music. That's what my life is built upon. And it's happy, you know, happy music, joy.
That's incredible. And then you also have a podcast. Is that basically the same approach? You also just want to kind of share positivity and goodwill and good messages and just kind of spread love. Is that also the same concept with that podcast?
That is correct. I'm talking about life, how we can better each other. It's always something positive. When I speak, everything is positive. Just try to shed light because we have so much, stuff going on in the world. I just try to bring good energy, bring good vibe. And, you know, I just want the world to understand that I'm human just like you. We all, you know, go through problems, but we can beat the odds. Let's have some joy. Let's be happy.
Yeah.
You know, think positive.
That's brilliant. Now, like you said, we're all humans, so you must have bad days. What happens when you have a bad day? I mean, what is your go-to? How do you kind of remind yourself, okay, don't worry, this will pass. We'll get through this.
I'm singing and praying.
Yes.
I'm singing and praying. I always pray to God. I said, I know this is obstacles, and sometimes I'm human. I feel sad. I pray on it and, you know, and keep it moving. I don't dwell on it because it will get better because I'm going to make it better. And I try to tell everybody, it's not the end of the world. You know, something happened to you. You got to pick yourself up and keep moving. It'll get better.
Yeah, 100%. This too shall pass.
Yes.
It's stunning. Well, another amazing thing that's happening to you is this collaboration with Sean Kingston. Tell me how that came about. How incredible is that?
The song Closer, I just can't wait till the world hear it. It is amazing. It's an amazing love song. It is so beautiful. It's thanking, you know, your significant other. I appreciate you. I adore you. It's just so beautiful. I don't want to reveal a lot of it, but it's just appreciating and loving, you know, your significant other. It's a love song. It's so amazing.
Well, that's stunning. It's what?
It's like heart touching. It's going to touch your heart. You're just going to want to spread love when you hear that song.
That's stunning. So take me through that because, with obviously the pandemic, I'm assuming you had to record the song separately. You couldn't really maybe meet Sean in person. Is that right? How did you guys manage that?
Well, I was introduced to Sean Kingston through my PR, Victor Hart. He said he had a celebrity and asked me, would you like to consider doing a collaboration with Mr. Sean Kingston? I said, yes, I'm very comfortable, you know, and confident. He said, I'll send the track and let me know if you're able to, you know, work on the track with Sean Kingston. So I heard the track. I said, that will be no problem. I wrote my verse in 3 days. And people said, unbelievable. I wrote that verse in 3 days and went and recorded it.
That's incredible. When is this single going to be released?
September 21st, 2021.
Oh, that's such a great date, eh?
Yes.
And then what other music? I did read somewhere that you were going to release an EP as well.
I'm working on some more music. I have a stepping. We like to dance in United States. So it's a stepping record. And then I have some more love, some more inspirational records coming out, some love music. I'm always on the love thing and enjoyment. I got like three more tracks that's going to be released right after me and Sean Kingston's record Closer come out. So I just want everybody in the world to know there will be more music coming after the Closer drops on the 21st of September.
That's fantastic. That's so great. Now, you've also performed, you managed to perform last year at the Cannes 20 Christmas event.
Yes.
That is such an incredible event. I mean, you shared a stage with Chris Brown. Just describe that to me, because, you know, when you start your career, you don't always kind of imagine that you're going to, for example, share a stage with such big industry people. And here you are, and you've already, I mean, in such a short space of time, shared a stage with Chris Brown. You've got this collaboration with Sean Kingston. Tell me about these moments that you have where all this is happening.
You just feel excited. It's just a blessing when you can just perform and the world see you. You giving it all you have. And you just want to perform the best of your ability, because people come out to see you and you want to give your best. I try to give my best. And that's all it is, just enjoying the moment, giving your best to the audience, embracing the audience, because they came to see you. They're sharing your love, so I try to share it back.
That's amazing. Is there, you know, let's put it out there, is there anyone else you would love to collaborate with, you know, in the future?
Yes, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Rihanna. Jay-Z. I'm getting ready to collaborate with T-Pain. I'm waiting on his track. He should be getting through recording Monday, so they'll be sending me a track for him. Also Rihanna. It's just Cardi B. It's just so many celebrities. Keith Sweat. It's just so many that I would love to share the stage with them. They magnificent performance. And Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
I would like to work with all of them.
So you never know, it could happen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And are there any other moments that have stood out for you? I mean, you've already had such great moments. Is there another moment? And it could be like a simple thing, maybe when you finished writing your first song, maybe you sat back and you thought, wow, this is me. Is there a moment that sticks out for you?
The moment I have went and recorded, I have a single called That's Why.
Yes.
I recorded that a day before Christmas, if I can recall. It was a day before or two. That's a love song. And I really felt good about that song, because I was like bleeding my heart out regarding love.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that single yet.
No, I haven't. Fantastic.
I'm like, wow, I was just really actually getting out of work when I drove and did that. I just felt so good about that song.
That's great. Hey, isn't it great? And it must be such an incredible feeling when you've done something like that, like a very proud moment.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great track. You wrote it about your significant other. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's very sweet. Very sweet. And then just a few like fun little questions. If you were trapped on a desert island and you could only take one album with you, what album would you take with you and why?
I would take if I could take an album with me, I would take Michael Jackson's album, because I'll dance my life away on it. I'll do the moonwalk.
There you go. Great choice, actually. You're right. Absolutely great choice. Any particular album of his?
I liked it, that Thriller album.
Yeah. And then anything else in the works besides all this music? Are there any tours coming up? I know it's a bit difficult at the moment, but is there anything?
Actually, I will start performing in August. I'm with Harding Booking Agency.
Yeah.
They will be booking me for some August shows. So I'm waiting on them to send me the lineup and send me the schedule. So I will be performing out there. They will be seeing me. Very, very, actually, in August. Crowd will see me. Yes.
That's fantastic. It's so great that you're getting out there already.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And then I also see, just lastly, I see you do a lot of charity work. Do you want to talk about that as well? Because I love that. It's like you really, really do kind of put your money where your mouth is. You're trying to spread positivity, and you also do positivity.
I usually work with Children Mercy in Kansas City, the cancer ward. I donated to them in the past, and I'm always trying to give to help the sick, whether they're, you know, children or adults. Cancer is a charity that I will always sponsor.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much. You're really doing incredible things, just spreading love and joy and positivity through your music, your words, your actions. Please continue, because we really do need it, especially now more than ever.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for your time. And I cannot wait for this new single of yours with Sean Kingston. And then obviously your EPs and albums in the future.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And really just stay blessed. And thank you for the music.
Thank you. God bless you.